Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Behold, the husbandman waiteth. Well, we know he's waiting because he hadn't got here yet. Why hasn't he come? He's waiting on something. There's a reason why he hasn't. What is the reason? He's waiting for what? For the precious fruit of the earth. No, he's not talking about a peach crop or a plum crop or a tomato crop, fruit of the earth. He's talking about a spiritual crop. A spiritual harvest.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Praying for the Precious Fruit of the Earth. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but my heart is just filled with praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Gratitude, thanksgiving unto the Lord. I wish you'd say it out loud. For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
And His mercy endureth forever.
And His mercy endureth forever.
How many of you believe that? Praise God. Well, say it with me this time. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Again.
For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever.
Now shut your eyes and say it one more time and think about it while you say it.
For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His goodness. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Well, as I said to you, this is prayer meeting. We meet to pray. Sometimes we pray over special things as the Lord would lead us. But there's one thing particular along a certain line that the Lord just holds us to it. And we haven't got a release from it yet, so we'll just stay with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we deal with the thought and the subject a little more lightly and a little more heavily sometimes. But after our fall seminar, prayer seminar, we began these services on Monday night then, and then we changed them to Tuesday night because we have the Sunday and we started the Thursday night service and we wanted to sort of give a break between them. But we began immediately after our prayer seminar, as many of you know, you who are not with us would not know about it, but there's something that the Lord just led us that first time to pray about and never has released us from it. Praise God. So let's look at some scripture again. We read them every time, or some of them. For instance, here in James again, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Well, now we believe He's coming. We can read different things the Bible said. Jesus Himself said would come to pass on the earth before His second coming. And we see those things, many of them have come to pass already, and others right now we're in the midst of them. We see things that Paul said writing to the churches and also writing to Timothy, that he said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that the latter times, and he went on to tell what would happen. We've seen those things happen. So we are looking to the coming of the Lord. Now here the Spirit of God, through the Apostle James, said for us to be patient. Be patient. Hard for some of us folks to be patient, isn't it? We're so impatient. But be patient, therefore, brethren, on the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth. Well, it's quite obvious he's waiting because he hadn't got here yet. What's he waiting for? He waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. That means a harvest. That's what he's waiting on. The harvest hasn't been completed yet then, has it? Or he'd have been here. Amen, isn't that right? He waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and he hath long patience. And that seems to be what he wants us to do. He hath long patience for it. For what? For the precious fruit of the earth. Until he receive the early and the latter rain. Now, You'll notice here in James 5, 7, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Every time we comment on this as we read it, we do believe that he's coming. And he said, be patient. Well, we'd like for him to come. Why doesn't he come? Behold, the husbandman waiteth. Well, we know he's waiting because he hadn't got here yet. Why hasn't he come? He's waiting on something. There's a reason why he hasn't. What is the reason? He's waiting for what? For the precious fruit of the earth. No, he's not talking about a peach crop or a plum crop or tomato crop, fruit of the earth. He's talking about a spiritual crop. A spiritual harvest, isn't it? Of the earth. Of the earth. Now, see, that's the main thing. We need to get a worldwide vision, not just for our own little old church, our own little old city, our own little old county, our own little old state, our own little old nation. Amen.
Amen.
I was preaching one time in California in a church, and they had built this church building. It was a newer building. They'd built it, I think, 15 years before. You know, nice brick church. Put a balcony in it, but never had anybody up in the balcony. So finally, you know, it was situated back up here to where, you know, no lights was on, dark. So they just stored stuff up there. You couldn't see it down on the main floor. And maybe just some special occasions when some certain rallies and a number of churches come together, they might fill up the lower auditorium. I don't think in our meeting we ever did just pack it out. We'd have it comfortably full sometimes. So we were praying like we were here earlier. Spirit of God said, he said some things to me tonight here. He said to me, if this church, and I'm going to paraphrase this in my own words now. He didn't just put it in these word for word, but this is the essence of it. If they want this church full and they won't see it running over, you tell them what I've told you, how to do it. And then I saw, while I was praying, I saw people get out of their cars and run to get in the church. I saw the parking lot full, so some people parked down the street, you know, on the sides of the street, certain streets you could park on. And it's in such a hurry, they just jumped out and ran, never did shut the door, the car door, because it's trying to get in, you see. Now, he said, if they'll do this, here's what they're supposed to do. You're going to have to do it through intercessory prayer and soul travail, but you're going to have to do it by putting everybody else before you do yourself. Before you ever pray for your own family, your own children, or your church here, pray for the church down the street. See, right two blocks down the street was another full gospel church. Pray for them first. Pray that they'll be blessed before you are. Pray that their building will be full before. You see, after all, if you pray my building be full, that's selfish. That's not going to be heard. That's not going to be heard. You might as well have twinkled your thumbs and said, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Done just as much good. Selfish. Pray for the other churches. Pray for your neighboring church first. Before you pray for your children, pray for your neighbor's children. Before you pray for your own nation, your own country here, pray for other countries, foreign countries. Pray for the missionaries. Pray for the heathen. Put everything and everybody else, the world around, first before you. See, we haven't done that. They know you're lying about it. There's not a church that's done that. That's the reason most of them are dead and dying and worse. Just interested in their little bunch and what we're doing. Not interested in anybody else. So they believe that. They accepted what I said the Lord showed me and what I saw in the Spirit. We was back there then about a year later, preaching another church close by in another town. And my wife went over there because one of the ladies of that church owned her beauty shop. And she'd got her hair fixed there when we were there. So she phoned, went over there in the appointment, and she came back. And the lady said, now be sure to tell Brother Hagin, last Sunday we had a church full for the first time. Full. Well, now, of course, a lot of times folks don't hold that because before you know it, it's the easiest thing in the world to get self-centered, isn't it? I said, isn't it?
Yes.
It's That's the natural thing. But we're not supposed to be natural people. We're supposed to be supernatural people. Amen. See, we excuse ourselves and say, well, we're so natural. We're so natural. I already know that and you know that. But you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be supernatural. Amen. You're supposed to think. You're supposed to live. You're supposed to believe beyond the natural. Don't shout me down. I just called him preaching real good. Not many do that. Mighty few tell you the truth about the matter. And not any to the full extent that it ought to be. But we can. Amen. Amen. Well, now notice, he's waiting for the precious fruit of Tulsa before he can come. No, he's waiting for the precious fruit of the United States. He don't care a thing about the rest of the world. Let him go. No, no. Earth. Precious fruit of the earth. Of the earth. Of the earth. That means the whole earth then, doesn't it? Not half the earth. The earth. Then there's going to come a harvest worldwide then, isn't it? Before he comes. He can't come till it does happen. Can you see that? Can you see if that's what he's waiting on?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on? That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Praying for the Precious Fruit of the Earth. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.